Okay, as we come to the end of the Sefer, we're still in Perek Vav Mishnah Vav in the 48, I've got my glasses, in the 48 Devarim Shatera Niknis Bohem. I don't have my reading glasses, so if the Hayes and the Cheses sound the same, there may be a good reason for a reason for it. Okay, we're in the 48 Devarim Shatera Niknis Bohem. Originally, we learned the list of Midais, Eima, Nira, Nava, and Simcha, and then we learned Shimush Chachamim, Digda Chaverim, Pilpul Talmidim. We're up to Miyot Sheina. We're up to trying to stay awake. With a Miyot Sheina, with a small amount of sleep. That's what it says. Kishena, what? A little bit of sleep is good, right? Kishena, hi echad mishishim b'misa, v'nikras ilana d'maisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. I once had a boy in the yeshiva who said, sleeping is 1/60th of death? Imagine how good death must be. sleeping is 1/60th of the death. It's called Ilona de Maisa, Vatarnikris Eitz Chaim. Now we hear about Eitz Chaim all the time. Never heard of a yeshiva named Ilona de Maisa. Vakasav Aimeh Yiras Hashem Toysif Yamim. Literally, it means the years of the Rishoam will be cut short. And he explains, Kini hayayim nivra lamaisa v'halayla lamenucha. The day was created for action. A person wakes up in the morning, usually with a certain freshness, for action. V'halayla lamenucha. Nighttime is a time of rest. V'amru chazal mekem v'eilach d'loy moisif yosif. From then and on, what the Gemara says in Tainis is that when the nights start to get longer, if the tubav, if you don't add to your learning, Yosef, it is a punishment for that. Karu Moisef Malay Lalayim, Kiilu Oises Hayim Oruch Yosef Me Asherhu. It calls when there's more night than day, it's as if the day, so to speak, is longer. Zeu Yiras Hashem Toisef Yamim, Hu Moisef Me Halei Lois Al Hayamim. To take time, night, which is a time of rest, and to make it productive, that's called adding to one's days. By Yisachar, it says, Vayar Menucha Kitayv. Literally means he saw rest is good, and we understand the time that most people rest, Yisachar Kitayv. He took the time of Menucha and he used it for something productive. Shnais Risham Tikatsarna, Ratzleimar Derech Melitza, Masha Rishoim, Yishenim Al Hayoim. What Rishoim sleep when it's day outside Nimsaide Shinasam Mekatsun Yameim Vichiyusam. Chaisis Bizman Hemo Kemesim. A dead person is like he's dead. A sleeping person is like he's dead. He's not functioning. And by taking part of the day and sleeping during part of the day, it takes away from the Chiyus.
That says Taiva, I have the Taiva.
For Rishoim, it says sleeping is good for them, right? Because cutting their life is good for them. Apia Rizal, a person is not supposed to sleep by day. Now, how exactly that works, I'm not sure. Because Apia Rizal, you're not supposed to sleep past midnight either. And if you take all the Apia Rizals, you don't get much sleeping time. Except, it's interesting, it says that on Shabbos afternoon, that Rizal slept. Up to 3 hours he slept. So, you know, I don't know anything about that Rizal, but what's brought in his name is this idea that there's a time for sleeping, and when the first half of the night, which we've seen in the past, is merames to darkness, which is like now, is a time, if a person has to sleep, it's the first half of the night that a person should sleep. So, I don't know, our clocks don't work that way, usually, but that's the idea. That's why when we sleep, when we wake up, we wash. So really, that's only by night sleep. The same thing it says about dreams. When it says that dreams sometimes have meaning, the Abarbanel, in the beginning of Miketz, writes that it only refers to night dreams. A person dreams by day, has nothing to do with the concept of sleep or night, whatever the Kabbalistic idea of sleep is, it's night sleep, it's not day sleep, which is somehow different. Chadashim labekorim rabba emunasecha. Chazal say in halacha, that every morning a person has chadashim labekorim, there's something new about a person's neshama each day. And depending on how you understand it, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Vayechi that every day a person uses another piece of his neshama. And by the end of the day, it gets filed upstairs in heaven, and the next piece comes the next day, so to speak. So every day is like something new. So the day is something new, and then at night, when a person goes to sleep, it gets renewed, and so on and so forth. There are many, many such ideas. There's an idea of Ibra Neshama, where a person can be mechaber himself to the Neshama of a tzaddik, either by davening at a kever of a tzaddik, or by learning the svarim of a tzaddik. And also that lasts until the night sleep. When a person sleeps at night, whatever Ibra Neshama exactly does for a person, whatever that maila is, it lasts till the night, and then you start again the next day. So that's the basic idea. I don't know, this is all nice, but the Pashup Shad of Miyachina is, if you sleep too much, you don't have time to learn. If you want to learn, you have to be willing to cut back on sleep. And every person is different. The amount of sleep a person needs varies by the nature of a person, something by the age of a person. Tiferes Yisrael, I believe, writes here that whatever the Rambam said about sleep is only till you turn 60. After 60, you don't need as much sleep. And that's what he says. Assuming someone's well, but Tiferes Yisrael writes that the Rambam says to sleep 8 hours a night. So that's when you're young. Well, young is until 60, right? In this week's parasha, right? Erechin is divided into four. A human's life is divided into four periods, from a month old till 5 years old. There's one period in life, and then from 5 to 20, there's youth. There's still five. Five years old, ben chamish lemikra, till 20 is adolescence. 20 to 60 is considered, I guess we'd call it middle age. And 60 and on, the pasuk says there's a different erechin. From 60 and on, there's a different value, so to speak, to the person. V'yisparishayid achrei hashashena he achas mishishim b'misa. Since sleep is 60 b'misa, he ne'elachol echad hashena shaloi echa mishishim l'fi madrigasi b'maisai. Depending on the person, what death means to him, bein l'tei bein l'ra, so too his sleep. Kini ad tzaddik mizdabek b'shchina b'maisai. The tzaddik connects to the shchina in his death. Kein be'ez hashena oila nishmasai l'mesifta d'rakiyah. When the tzaddik sleeps, his neshama goes up to the heavenly Beis Medrash. Achurak echa b'shishim. With only 1/60th of his power, lo yoysi abachina mashalach armaisai. Kizeh yefshir b'yoysi m'dubekis l'gufagashmi. Can't totally be in the Masifta Derekiyah because he's still alive. But there is such an aspect. Now, the Talmidei Agra write that they saw this with the Gra, that when the Gra slept, his mouth spoke Divrei Torah. And that was, I guess, an experience to see the Gra. So he's saying is, if it's 1/60th of death, it depends what death is to a person, that's the 1/60th. Avala Rasha, Kasha B'maisi Yelech B'kafa Kela. A Rasha, who after death suffers the pain of the Kaf HaKela, something we discussed in the past, one of the types of Tsar of Gehenim, Kan Be'eshi Nasai, Nishmasai, Tosa B'Oilam, V'Nideches B'Kal Makaymais, Kinyin Zeh V'Dai Lohavim. In Kain, a Rasha Be'eshi Nasai, Ein Lo Shleimus HaAdam, Rake Behemo K'meis Mamish. A Rasha, when he's sleeping, is not functional at all. Somehow the mice of shleimus in their sleep. Whatever he sleeps, it comes off his life. And I don't know if we really understand this level, but that's what he's explaining. All right, the next thing was miyot sicha, k'may shamur chazal. It's a trade. Anytime a person wastes his ability to speak and express himself, it's a wasted opportunity to learn. So here, I'd like to quote the Chaim Knievsky in his Arches Yosher, under the title, I believe under the title Talmud Torah. He brings a pshat in Miyot Sicha that a person who's learning has to talk a little. In other words, miyat sicha usually mean as little talking as possible. He says, miyat sicha means that you have chavrusas, you're in a yeshiva, there has to be a little bit of socializing with the people you're there. You can't totally just turn yourself off and not have a shaychus. There has to be a chavrushaft with chaverim in the yeshiva. You need miyat sicha. You need a little bit of shmuzing also. You can't just be focused on the learning, and everyone's very makbid on this type of behavior. But if I recall correctly, he writes that he asked the Chazainish, how much time is that to spend? And he said he's not sure, but 10 minutes is certainly enough. I think he writes 10 minutes, you should maybe be getting sick of it. Not if he means 10 minutes each Seder, or 10 minutes each day, or 10 minutes each hour, I'm not sure. But that's what he said. So it's a nice pshat in Miyatzich. He brings it from this Kanahar, and it's interesting that he quotes from one of the German Gedolim, Rabbi Aaron Wolkin, who says this pshat. Miyatzchaik, so again, getting back to Chaim Volozhin, a Miyatzchaik means to be mimait in laughter, ki tchayel seichek, is he saying, because the spleen is the source of schaik, v'hu has sitra achra, kimavur bezayar, v'hu hepachatayra. I don't know why the spleen is the sitra achra, or what about the spleen is the sitra achra. And if Harvey would be here, I think we can get him to work on it, but I don't know. The spleen, I think, is part of the purification, secondary purification of the body. So I don't know. I guess it takes out the bad, maybe. What do you say, Avi? What does the spleen do that... It cleanses the body.
It's like a filter, but it's used to filter blood to some degree. But people can live without it. But they're the most susceptible to an infection.
Okay. So I don't know why the tchayel. We know all the inner evarim have certain. Remember, we learned that the kidneys have to do with judgment. So Avi suggested, because people with kidney problems get more confused. The blood is not pure, and they attack and don't have clarity. That was his suggestion. He couldn't explain why the right kidney more than the left, but that much he could explain. Just the opposite. The Gemara says on that pasuk, "Ozim alei schaik pinu, osel adam lamalei piv schaik b'olam hazeh." Ozim alei, only when Mashiach comes. What? Right? Ozim alei schaik pinu. The Gemara darshins that in olam hazeh there's no schaik, only ozim alei. The Maral has a very nice pshat there. The Maral says schaik, what they call schaik law. Schaik comes from a turnaround. Real laughter, not slapstick. Slapstick humor, laughter is a different type of laughter. But a good joke comes from a turnaround. The punchline is a reversal of what you would expect. Or you have a proud person slips on a banana peel. What makes it funny is the reversal, the fact that it's a hepach of what was till now. Or a good joke, you know, the old joke about. Half of me even to say it again. I said it so many times, but you know, the rabbi is giving a speech about everyone in this community is going to die, and you know, he's trying to get everyone serious. Everyone in the community is going to die, and he sees someone smiling in the front bench, and he says, "What are you smiling about?" He says, "Well, I'm not from this community. You know, I live elsewhere." So what's funny about it is the whole turnaround of the joke. That's the schaik. So Ozi Mali, the Maral says, Ozi Mali schaik pinu, the ultimate turnaround is going to be when Mashiach comes. Where everything will be in this hapech and things will be in this gala. But anyway, the Gemara does say that from Ozim Ha'eschek Pino, it says not. B'mir Tainug, with Amir of Tainug. Now here, there are different chazals on this. He brings Kamash Kosu B'tonet Ve'elio, Achadim Ispal, Sheichnusu Divrei Tayro L'Seichai, Ispal Shal Yichnusu Madani Oilom L'Teich Me'ov. That just as a person should daven, that the good should come into him, he should be misspelled that the fanciness of the world should not enter him. I think Taisus and Subis brings this down. And this, there's a tremendous difference of opinion about the Bali Machshava as to this. There was once in Tarvadas, I don't remember what the Asifa was, a certain Tamachachim, a well-known Tamachachim, who I won't mention by name, that spoke, and he spoke about this. He spoke about the boys being too much into the Gashmias, and that's why you have a hard time learning, and gave a whole fiery Musashmas. So Shmuel Birnbaum got up to speak after him. Shmuel Birnbaum, in his style, he said he doesn't agree with the previous speaker. He thinks the boys learn so hard the whole day, and they stay up so night. So was the Shlech messed ice cream by Nacht. Hashem made the ice cream for the boys who work very hard, and they're learning, and you know, he sort of took exception. And you know, there are those Bali Musa who quote Fakarat Yerushalmi says that A person sees something good and it's kosher, and he shouldn't deny it to himself. He should be nehenef from alam hazeh. So I guess they're both true. I mean, it depends. It's good to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and it's not good to need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pleasures. If someone needs the pleasures and the fancy into the world, that's very bad. A person doesn't need it, and you know, once in a while he can enjoy something really geschmack, like, you know, a handful of chocolate chips, very good, or something really geschmack, that's it's an occasional thing. But anyway, the need for tainug is certainly not good according to all accounts. So that's miyotani. But erach hapayim, it's interesting, erach hapayim we think as a midah taiva. He says taira is nikna with erach hapayim, with a person being able to hold off his anger. Kamaymer chazal, kol hakoyes chachmosai mistalekes. When a person gets angry, he's not in control. And very difficult. When a person's angry, the truth is, some, a number of the midas are that way. The midas that develop in the person, a buildup of emotion, take away from the person's chachma. And kol hakoyes chachmosai mistalekes. It's always good to keep your mouth shut when you get angry. Otherwise, you regret most often what you say. The Kabbalas Yisurim. Now, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that Yisurim are good for Torah. It says Kabbalas Yisurim. Somebody who knows how to be Mekabal Yisurim is good. Ki Yisurim memarken avaynasav shel Adam. A person's difficulties in this world melt away his sin. V'im hu chacham einay mamten atshish al-Kadosh Baruch Hu olam Yisurim. He has an innovative pshat in Kabbalas Yisurim. Don't wait till God sends you Yisurim. Ki mekabel me'atzma Yisurim ayideh isik b'tayra. Why wait? Every person in this world has to struggle, has to suffer. Why suffer with other things? Suffer with the shvera taisus. Struggle with a difficult pshat. Why should a person have to have headaches from other things? You know, fight to keep yourself going. Shavuos by night, you know, fight to keep yourself going. It's a struggle. Why struggle with other things? Struggle with this. As I'll say, Adam lo'omel yulad. Every person is created to have certain type of hard work. I say, Asher misham alei b'tayra. If you're going to be omel anyway, you might as well do it in a good way. Ki im mekabel me'atri yisur na'idei esek ha'tayra kim miyot tainig v'asmada salimud. Something which includes learning and that way denying himself certain pleasures. And asmada of learning and the yoke, the responsibility of Torah, which weakens a person. He's going to have Yisurim anyway. Yisurim may as well be Yisurim of mitzvah. Any Yisurim is Mamarka and Avain. Here it's a mitzvah tush. So the person always should be misfouled that, ach toy v'chesed yudafuni. If something chases after you and gives you a hard time in life, let it be toivah chesed. Let it be the chasadim that a person does with others.